we're back with Adam Salazar and Crystal Ross with Volunteers of America to talk about their Family Relief Nursery program. So Adam, let's start talking about first about the mission of VOA and how you personally got started in this work.
Sure. So the mission of Volunteers of America Oregon is to improve lives by promoting self-determination, building strong communities, and standing for social justice. So VOA Oregon has been around since 1896, since the actual VOA National was founded back just before the turn of the century. VOA Oregon's work is to improve the lives of around 12,000 at-risk individuals and families within Multnomah County and throughout Oregon. So we do that by, you know, trying to address some of the most intractable social problems that are faced in our community, from reentry from corrections to substance abuse to domestic violence and child abuse prevention, like with the Family Relief Nursery. And really, VOA Oregon really prides itself on serving the entire spectrum of our population. From, you know, at our adult day centers, we have an 105-year-old client, and all the way down to 6 weeks old, which is the youngest client served at the Family Relief Nursery. And I started working here because I really wanted to work at an organization that made a tangible difference in my community, because I love living in Portland and Oregon. And VOA is so invested and so embedded in everywhere you look. And before I started working here, I really had no idea about these issues. And working here, I'm just very in awe of what they do to tackle those problems every day.
I can relate to seeing things and work that's going on in Oregon that really opens your eyes to community needs. So you talked about this a little bit, but we last funded your Family Relief Nursery Project.
Yes.
Can you tell us why that work is important and what inspired that work?
Yeah, so Family Relief Nursery has been our flagship child abuse prevention program for around 20 years, I want to say. And to talk a little bit more about that, I would love to hand off to Crystal Ross, the program director of the Family Relief Nursery, who oversees two sites and also our drop-in childcare programs. We should add that too. So Crystal, you want to talk a little bit about the overall mission of FRN and kind of the work we do every day?
So the overall mission of a relief nursery is to keep children safe and families together. So one of our goals is to reduce the amount of children that are going into the foster care system. And if they already are, to help them exit that system as quickly as possible. So we play a large part in keeping them safe and families together by providing high-risk families with that intensive support services with a therapeutic classroom environment for kids twice per week. Case management once per month or as needed by the family, parenting education workshops, and community resource and referral. So we meet our families where we are. It's really important for us to try and provide the wraparound services as much as possible. So if families are struggling with employment or job training, domestic violence, substance abuse, we are connecting them with the appropriate resources, whether that's in VOA Oregon itself or outside supports as necessary. I think the one thing to note is that the number of vulnerable children in the state of Oregon really outweighs the capacity of any early childhood program that we can meet. So around 50% of child abuse and neglect cases in Oregon involve children under the age of 6, which I think where the relief nursery comes in, we're serving 6 weeks to 5 years old. So we're seeing a lot of those kiddos who have undergone a lot of trauma and parents who are looking for the supports necessary to make sure that they're keeping their families together.
Awesome. Crystal, you sound very passionate about this work. Do you want to share with our listeners what inspired you to start this work and how you started here at Family Relief Nursery?
Yeah. So I have been an employee with VOA for over 8 years, and I've been with the Relief Nursery for almost 5 now. I started in one of our drop-in child care programs that I currently oversee, and I always knew I wanted to do work with children and families. I just didn't know at which capacity. So when I came to the Relief Nursery, I realized there's just so much more. There's such a need out in our community and at the state level for early childhood programs like this. So it's not just the respite care, which I think attracts a lot of parents and families, but it's the overall services that we're providing. There are so many layers of support here. When you bring in that case management, the parenting education workshops, and the resource referral, combine that with the therapeutic classroom environment that we're providing for these kids, it's so much bigger than I ever imagined. And now that I'm in the position that I am in, I am seeing the larger need in our community here in Portland for more relief nursery sites.
There really is a big need for this type of work. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us, what is your service area or criteria if a family needs your services?
Absolutely. So we are funded to serve all of Multnomah County, which is really great, but Multnomah County is very large. So we're very spread out. So currently we have two different sites, one in inner southeast and then one in outer southeast Portland. So parents, most of the time, are self-referred, honestly. They saw our bus in the neighborhood, their neighbors got picked up, or they're referred from other community providers.
Crystal, we are very impressed by your substantial community partners. Can you tell us a little bit more about those partnerships and how they were created?
The Family Relief Nursery has numerous community partnerships, and we couldn't do the work that we do without their support. And community partners are involved in all different capacities. So whether it's, you know, financial support at the larger foundation level, or whether it's at the program level where, you know, they're supporting our annual diaper drive, hosting a box, getting their employees to donate diapers and baby wipes for our kiddos. Or if it's a partnership like New Seasons, where we are involved in their Bag It Forward program, where we were the only program with the largest, that we raised the largest amount of support last year.
Bag It Program. Tell us more about the Bag It Forward. Bag It Forward.
Yeah, with New Seasons. So when you go into New Seasons and are shopping, you have the option to put, I believe it's a nickel, into a bag that provides support for different programs around the community. So, and FRN has raised the largest amount so far.
That is awesome.
Yeah, and there's a lot of, you know, when you walk around the site here at the East FRN, you know, you walk by the clothing closet, which is, you know, filled with community members who just donate clothes specifically to FRN. And then we have a little food pantry, which is from a partnership with the Oregon Food Bank. Mm-hmm. And we have children's books that are donated en masse, which is donated through a partnership with the Children's Book Bank, which serves all of Multnomah County. And we have, you walk in the backyard, in the back play area, and we have play structures and a toddler playground, which is, you know, thanks to the support of generous private and corporate foundations that have supported our capital improvements for the site. So we really take pride, especially FRN, by having a really diversity of, you know, in-kind donated items and also, you know, cash to help keep the program running and enhance it as well to make sure we're delivering the highest quality services to these kids that we can.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like a lot of tangible donations are needed to really keep programs running. So how can people be involved and know about that? Like what are some tangible things that people can do to physically donate items?
Well, on our website, on Volunteers of America, we have a wish list that is being updated constantly of our needs. So whether it's dropping off a package of diapers or some non-perishable food, it doesn't have to be financial support. We can always use children's clothing, adult clothing, kitchen items. And another great way, if you're unable to donate in-kind items, is your time. So volunteers is huge. So we depend on volunteers and to work with the kids in the classroom alongside our staff. Right now we have a great partnership with De La Salle Catholic High School to bring in high school interns every year. So the interns are assigned to one of our sites and they stay for the school year, which is amazing. But we also depend on community volunteers.
That's great that you have that relationship mm-hmm. with the school. We actually funded them and really loved that program and the fact that the kids got to come out and work with organizations in the community. Do you have any events or fundraisers coming up that you want to share?
Yeah. So we have a handful of events coming up. We also have our annual public board meeting where we invite individuals to come to VOA's administrative building on the corner of Southeast Cesar Chavez and Stark Avenue in Laurelhurst neighborhood, where we talk about the year successes and work that we're doing within our corrections programs, our treatment programs, our children and family programs. So you get to meet our CEO, Kay Turan, and also our board members and leadership staff. So we invite everyone in the community to come and take part and ask questions. And we're also going to be doing our second annual Consent Convergence Youth Empowerment Summit in the spring at Portland State University. And that is a program hosted by our Home Free Domestic Violence Program. You know, it's for leaders and learners ages, you know, 13 to 19. So we want to have a lot of high school student engagement. And so they gather to build knowledge and envision and take action to create a culture of consent when it comes to relationships. and, you know, how to build safety and positive communities for people of all races, identities, sexual orientations, gender identities, to try to make a very safe, inclusive environment and try to talk about issues that the kids and teenagers are dealing with. And also our 20th annual DePriest Award for Excellence is going to be on September 10th, and we honor one philanthropist every year. And this year we're going to be honoring Thomas Lauderdale, founder of Pink Martini, and we're going to be giving former Governor Barbara Roberts BOA Oregon's Lifetime Achievement Award.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's a really wonderful event we'll be hosting at Portland Art Museum, and it's a way to first honor, you know, one community leader who's given back a lot to our state and our region, and also to highlight one of VOA's programs where we have someone from that program, you know, talk about their work and try to raise funds for that.
It's wonderful programs. To be able to celebrate your successes that way.
Absolutely. Really, and awesome. To pay it forward and to, you know, and to, you know, recognize other people for the work they're doing too.
Good job.
Thanks.
So let's shift gears a little bit and talk about some of the challenges that you face as a nonprofit, and how do you overcome those challenges?
Well, in terms of this program and our programs at VOA, funding is a real challenge, and funding for the types of services and support that we deliver. So a lot of VOA's programs are funded through Medicaid billing and fee-for-service models, which is really wonderful. But when we go into the children and family areas, there's not as many public dollars for that, and we're not currently billing insurance for the work that we're doing. So when it comes to direct client assistance, like diapers, help with transportation, food, utility assistance, which are, you know, needs that a lot of our clients, especially at FRN, face, the dollars that we get from our government contracts often don't support that. So that's why we really run on private grants and contributions, and also donated items to FRN. So on our wish list, which you can find at voaor.org, those are the items that we really, there's not as many dollars to go and seek those out. So those are the ones that we really try to push out to the community partners, because money is great that we get, but also just kind of the thoughtfulness of these specific items really make a huge impact, and they help us build community.
So if somebody's listening to this and they want to get involved or help make a donation or something, how can they do that?
Yeah, so on our website, voaor.org, and you can navigate to the Family Relief Nursery page, there's a list of the work that we do and the desired items that we are looking for. And also another really pivotal thing that we're looking for every day is volunteers. And we have a whole myriad of opportunities within the entire agency, but FRN has some pretty specific needs that they work with.
Would that just be here in Multnomah County, or are there opportunities outside of Multnomah County for people to be involved?
It would be, if they're wanting to volunteer specifically for the Family Relief Nursery, it would be here within Multnomah County at one of our two sites. And I think I mentioned before, there's opportunities for classroom volunteers, so individuals who want to work directly with the kids, which I think the majority of them do. But if that's not where your skill set lies, we're always looking for behind-the-scenes volunteers, one-time projects. For example, we have a garden project coming up. We have a garden here on site that the children love to access in the summer. And we'll be looking for a group of volunteers to come out and help us get that ready and lay the groundwork for that. We also have volunteers who do administrative work. That's filing, it's answering phones. I mean, there's a variety of ways to get involved, even if you don't want to work directly in the classroom.
How many volunteers do you have now?
We have 6 here at this main site that we are currently at, and we have 7 at our other site as well. Those are classroom volunteers only. We also have, between the two sites, 4 college interns, which is pretty incredible. So they come and not only work in the classroom alongside staff, they're observing home visits and have the opportunity to get some of that real life experience to take with them.
Yeah, and within our programming here at FRN and throughout the agency of Volunteers of America Oregon, we really pride ourselves on having volunteer positions that require, 3 to 4 hours a week for at least 3 to 6 months, because the clients that we're serving, they really need to build that connection to the people that they're interfacing with. So, you know, we really want to make sure that the volunteers who are devoting their time and their expertise and their passion are people that our clients can, you know, rely on and build a rapport with. And that goes for all of our programs. And if people are interested in volunteering at VOA, you can go to our website, voaor.org, and click the Get Involved tab, and there is a page on volunteering.
Thank you both for taking the time to talk with us today.
Of course.
Maybe in closing, you could share with us what you envision for the future.
Absolutely. I envision being able to meet the needs of this community even more than we are already doing so. Expansion is on our minds, especially this year. We have received funding to open another satellite relief nursery here in Multnomah County, and I'm hoping that we will be able to do so in the Gresham area, where we're seeing a really large need from families in that area.
And, you know, and from a fundraising point of view, we're always looking to expand our list of partners for the Family Relief Nursery and other programs within VOA. And Spirit Mountain is a great example of that, because we've been partnering with you all since 2002.
Yes.
And you all funded various programs. So it's those partnerships and the interest from foundations and other giving programs where they want to be involved and not just be transactions. And those are the kinds of relationships that we're looking to build every day at VOA Oregon.
Very well said. Thank you, Adam. We
sure.
really appreciate the partnership as well. And we are really encouraged by the work that you're doing in keeping families and children safe. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Guys.